Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thanking God this morning for each and every one of you. Thanking you for joining us as we move forward through the Word of God. And all I can say is, it is a great word this morning. Just grateful that God woke me up, clothed in my right mind. Somebody didn't wake up today. And we should always give God thanks that he gave us an opportunity for a do-over. Let today be better than your yesterday. You know, we are still coming out of the book of Zechariah this morning. And as we said in our word on, I believe it was yesterday, we're going to go over who Zechariah is one more time in our 10 words or less. And this is a book, Zechariah, the son of Berechiah. Some believe a second unnamed writer contributed approximately 520 to 475 B.C. The 10 words or less for Zechariah is Jews exiled should rebuild their temple and anticipate their Messiah. The temple should be rebuilt, and they should anticipate the coming of the Savior, which is Jesus Christ. You know, so as we look on this word, it has to stick out in your mind, the details. And the details of Zechariah is like, hey, guy, another post-exilic prophet. Zechariah urges Jewish people to rebuild the Jerusalem temple. He also gives several prophecies of the coming Messiah, including an end times vision of a battle over Jerusalem. So God has been giving us visions and dreams of what is to come. He has given us a blueprint in his word on what is to come. All we have to do is read the word, study the word, and believe in the word that all things come to pass that God has spoken. And as we get ready to read our word this morning, just keep in mind that God is with me wherever I go. And when you feel that and know that, everything else falls into place. God is with me wherever I go. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. By the spirit of the Lord. All we have to do is have faith. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus. As we ask you to cover bereaved families today, for those that have lost loved ones over this Christmas weekend, over this month of December, over the month of November and October, all this quarter, Lord. For those that have lost loved ones, I pray, Lord God, that you give them strength as they go into the new year. For those that have lost loved ones from January to today, give them strength, oh God, as they go into the new year, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, Lord God, can accomplish all things. And I ask you, Lord God, to give your people peace and understanding that absence from the body is in your presence, oh Lord. So we should rejoice and not be sad. We should have hope and know that there is only one God and that you love us completely and totally. So, Father God, I lift up my friends that have gone on and acquaintances that have gone on and loved ones that have gone on. I know, Lord, that they, and I'm confident that they are with you. And, Lord, I thank you for the peace that I receive knowing that. Lord God, I lift up all of those that are traveling home on today and tomorrow, those that are traveling the highways, byways, skyways, and trainways, buses, planes, trains, and automobiles, and buses. And Lord, I ask you to watch over them. Let there not be any major accidents. Let them make it home safely. And Lord God, I ask you to give them strength and faith in knowing that they will make it to their next destination. In the name of Christ Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for bringing us and pulling us through the storms of life. For we each go through our storms, and many storms are different. I thank you, Lord God, and rejoice in you, as my pastor said yesterday, in the middle of it. Thank you, Father God, for your grace, your mercy, your goodness, your kindness. And above all things, I thank you for your lovely, blessed, mighty, great, awesome Son, who is my Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to God this morning, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I thank him for this word. I thank him for each and every one of you. And I thank him for the water. Because, of course, we all know the closer we get to the end of the book, the enemy is getting madder and madder. Because you are getting knowledge of what is coming. And we all know, in the end, we win. Hallelujah. So let's get into the word, y'all. Thank you again, Father, for this. So please join me in Zechariah chapter 4 through chapter 6. Psalm 148, Proverbs 30, and Revelation 17. And let's get started. And again, if there's anyone that would like to read or like to speak or have a word from God, push the number 1 on your phone. Our dial-in number is 213-943-3597. Again, our dialing number is 213-943-3597. Thank you so much again, family, for listening in this morning as we move forward in God's word. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And he is speaking to Zechariah. And we know that when God speaks, we got to listen. When God's got to listen. And the Lord spoke, and it says, this is what the angel says. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man who is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, what do you see? So I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it, and on the stand 7 lamps with 7 pipes to the 7 lamps. 2 olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who walked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? And the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know that these are? And I said, what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hand shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. But who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. And we know they're trying to get the temple rebuilt. These are the exiles that have come home. He says, they are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Then I answered and said to him, what are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left? And I further answered and said to him, what are these two olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the two gold pipes from which the golden oil drains? Then he answered me and said, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. So he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. Ooh, wow. What a word. Chapter 5. And we'll go back and do the life lessons after we get through our Zechariah word this morning. And it says, and then I turned and raised my eyes and saw there a flying scroll. And he said to me, what do you see? I answered, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its width is 10 cubits. Then he said to me, this that goes out over the face of the whole earth, every thief shall be expelled according to this side of the scroll, and every perjurer shall be expelled according to that side of it. I will send out the curse, says the Lord of hosts. It shall enter the house of the thief and the house of one who swears falsely by my name. It shall remain in the midst of his house and consume it with its timber and stones. Then the angel who talked with me came out and said to me, lift your eyes now. See what this is that goes forth. So I asked, what is it? And he said, it is a basket that is going forth. He also, this is their resemblance throughout the earth. Here is a little disc lifted up, and this is a woman sitting inside the basket. And then he said, this is wickedness. And he thrust her down into the basket and threw the lid cover over its mouth. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were two women coming with the wind in their wings. For they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the basket between earth and heaven. So I said to the angel who talked with me, where are they carrying the basket? And he said to me, to build a house for it in the land of Shinar. When it is ready, the basket will be set there on its base. Then I turned and raised my eyes and looked, and behold, four chariots were coming from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of bronze. Chapter 6. Says that with the first chariot were red horses, with the second chariot black horses, with the third chariot white horses, and with the fourth chariot dapple horses, strong steeds. Then I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said to me, these are four spirits of heaven who go out from their station before the Lord of all the earth. The one with the black horses is going to the north country. The white are going after them, and the dapple are going toward the south country. Then the strong steeds went out eager to go, that they may walk to and fro throughout the earth. And he said, go walk to and fro throughout the earth. So they walked to and fro throughout the earth. And he said to me and spoke with me, saying, see, those who go toward the south country have given rest to my spirit in the north country. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, receive the gift from the captives from Hidai, Tabdai, and Jediah, who have come from Babylon. the same day and enter the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Take the silver and gold, make an elaborate crown, and set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Then speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is in the branch, from his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Now the elaborate crown shall be for a memorial in the temple of the Lord, by Halem, Tabajai, Jedidiah, and the son of Zephaniah. Even those from afar shall come and build the temple of the Lord, that you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And this shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Again, not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit. But by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. We can't do anything without God. And this is what our life lessons say for this morning. I got a life question as well. The life lesson for Zechariah chapter 4, verse 5, do you not know what these are? So many times we wonder what certain things are. God's like, don't you know what you're looking at? And you understand the words coming out of my mouth. God wants us to understand and to know. And this is what it says. Dr. Stanley says, never be afraid to admit your ignorance. When you come to a passage in the Bible that you don't understand, ask God to enlighten your mind. He loves to reveal his word to those eager to hear and obey. Every day we always say, Lord, we ask you to increase. Lord, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. We ask God for discernment every day. Lord, give me understanding of this word that I may speak it and know it. And what thus says the Lord, take me out, O God, and replace me with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Constant prayer. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. We don't understand everything. We're not supposed to understand everything. But we ask God every day, Lord, give me understanding and discernment. And this is what it says in Dr. Stanley Life Question, how can I avoid burnout in doing God's work? We cannot get tired in well doing. And that the word, don't get tired in well doing. We can't get tired. And I know we do. I know that I'd like to sleep an extra hour when I have to be at work at 9 o'clock. But I can't. I got to be at work at 9 o'clock. So as soon as I get finished with this show, I have to be ready for work. And I can't take that hour, extra hour of sleep. But what I need to do is go to bed early. Stand in the word of God, and that we get tired, because there are some of us in ministry that work all fivefold. You're working in the gift of prophecy. You're working in the gift of knowledge. You're working in all these different gifts. But is it necessary for you to do everything? What is your assignment? What is your calling? If you're not called to prophesy, that the things that God give you may be just for you, and he's going to give it to a prophet to speak as a confirmation to you. Everything that God tells you is not for everybody. God will tell you what you need to share, and he will tell you what you need to keep behind your teeth. So many times we get tired because we're trying to do everything, going from here to there and everywhere, working in this ministry, working in that ministry, but not doing your assignment. That's what I feel. But let's see what Dr. Stanley says. Dr. Stanley says, God called Zerubbabel to do an important job, namely finish rebuilding the Jerusalem temple. A group of Israelites had been released from captivity to return home to accomplish the monumental task. But when they ran into some opposition, they abandoned the project. For 50 years, the work came to a standstill. Do you ever wonder how people serving the living God could become so discouraged or distracted that they would throw in the towel and walk away? In most cases, it seems to make little sense. Sure, there are pressure. Anybody with responsibility is going to face some pressure. Our pastor tells us the enemy will come before or after a move of God. Again, before or after, he will try to take your voice when you got to speak for God. But the devil is a lie, and there ain't no truth in his old stinking self. We're going to get through this word this morning. It goes on to tell us from Dr. Stanley. He says, I believe there is a common denominator. Many of God's servants don't do God's work in God's way. Consequently, they are doomed to failure from the onset. From the outset, they are doomed to failure because they're not doing, I'm saying, this is me saying, they're not doing their assignment. When the people came back from captivity and were supposed to be building the temple, they went on to start building their own houses and doing their own thing. And then, of course, you had the folks that had been there trying to keep them from doing it, running and telling that and saying they did this and they did that and they trying to take back over the kingdom and beat up. You know, come on. Always naysayers. But as we continue in this word, it says this. I believe, it says, God knew that Zerubbabel and his team, like their predecessors, would face opposition. To prepare them for what lay ahead, he encouraged them through the prophet Zechariah. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace. It's Zechariah 4, 6, and 7. And we all understand, as we just finished reading about Zerubbabel, we know that he came to do the will of God. We all have assignments to do. And it goes on to tell us, it says, it was God's way of saying to Zerubbabel, the work can be completed. There are no immovable obstacles. When you do things my way and by my spirit, and when it's finished, there will be a big celebration. There are two ways to approach God's work. First, you can do it in the flesh. Y'all heard that right. Doing God's work in the flesh boils down to depending on influence, personality, gifts, natural resources, education, and experience. Or second, you can carry it out under the direction and of the power of the Holy Spirit. That's God's way. When we do God's work in God's way, it will bear the unmistakable mark of the Holy Spirit. There will be something inexplicable about it. People will know that what has happened can never be repeated simply by bringing the right components together. The whole is divinely greater than the sum of parts. All of us who know the Lord, homemakers, bankers, mechanics, assembly line workers, construction workers, are involved in God's work. We are all a part of what he is doing, and we all need to do God's work in God's way. And I say again, our scripture for today. Just as they, the Lord spoke to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. What we do for God. Not by our might, not by our power, but not by our spirit, but by the spirit of the Most High God. Zechariah 14, who has displeased the day of small things? Never despise, the small things God asks you to do. For a basic principle of spiritual growth is that God gives bigger and greater things and responsibilities to those who faithfully handle the small things. And I understand that. God is not going to give you a big project until you can finish the small project. And understanding that, I have some small projects that I need to finish because I have a big project that I need to start. So I understand that word. God is wanting, this word's for me. Get up, get moving, do what I called you to do. And that's what I have to do, just like we all have an assignment. This is my primary assignment, to read the word of God daily, Sunday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, unless God says something different. But this is my assignment for this season. I don't know how long God's going to give me this assignment, but I'm going to do it until he says, your time is up. And then he will give an assignment to someone else. But I'm thankful that I have this assignment right now. And then it goes on to tell us in Zechariah 6 and 5, this shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. And again, Dr. Stanley tells us many of God's promises in both Old and New Testament are conditional. When you see the word if, understand that God is making his action contingent upon your obedience. If you do this, this will happen. Prayer changes things. I lost something very important. And I remember getting up and I'm like, okay, God, I can't find what I'm looking for, but it's important that we find it today. I need your help. And what happened? The Lord sent my son with what I was looking for and said, it was right over here. Now, understand, I have looked in that area more than once and did not see a thing. I know that I know an angel of the Lord placed what I was looking for my son to find. I believe that. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. We got to pray on a manner and trust that God will make that manner happen. But you got to get up and do your assignment. Whatever it is God has called you to do, just do it. Just like the little Nike swish, we got to have our swish and just do it. Praise the Lord. And it says in Psalm 148, 1 through 6, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. And I say this morning, family, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in your coming in. Praise the Lord in your going out. Praise the Lord from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. Praise the Lord, family. When we give God praise, everything falls into place. Praise the Lord. And as we get into our Proverbs word, Proverbs 30, chapter 30, verses 24 through 28, There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are people, nor not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badger are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. The spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is the king of palaces. Oh, what a word. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Revelation 17, and this is a word, like I said, these revelation words we need to be writing, highlighting, so we can go back and study, because we are going to have to deal possibly within our generation. If not, we need to make sure that we tell it to our children, and our children tell it to their children, and that it goes forth, that they know revelation, so that when it comes, they are prepared. They are like the brides with their oil, ready to go in with the Savior, ready to go in with the bridegroom. They are prepared, and they don't have to go looking for oil. Hallelujah. This is what God's word says. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven hands and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. When they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. These are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he might continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth and is seven and is going to perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. And he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues, and the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the word of the Lord are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. In some life lessons from Revelation chapter 17, when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. It still shocks us today when we hear of Christians being murdered for their faith. We rightly grieve at the loss of life, but God also delights in their faithfulness and willing sacrifice. Would you be willing to sacrifice your life for God? Would you have a for God, I live for God, I die moment in your life? Would you have the strength to fight? Or would you not make it in? God is speaking to us today, not by power nor by might, but by thy spirit, says the Lord, by my spirit. We got to love God. We got to trust God. We're nothing without God. In Revelation 17:14, the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. It doesn't make much sense to us as we read that anyone would so foolishly attack the Lord. Yet every time we sin, in a sense, we make war against Jesus. How much more war is there in that? Every time we sin, we make war against Jesus. We disappoint the Lord, but what we do is not of him. Revelation 17:17, God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose. The sovereignty of God extends so far that even the willing alliance of evil rulers against the Lord actually serves God's purpose and plays right into his hand. He uses their best weapons against them. Thank you, Dr. Stanley, for your words this morning, and thank all of you. And then if there is someone that would like to speak that God has given a word to, please push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. And I just say one more time today, not by our might, nor by our power, but by God's spirit do we move, do we live, we move and have our being. It is by God's might and power and strength that we're able to wake up this morning. Thank God for the do-over. Thank God for this mighty word. Thank God for just being who he is, a wonderful, mighty, and awesome God. I thank him this morning. I thank each and every one of you today for joining us. Again, keep families in prayer that have lost loved ones over this Christmas season, because we don't want anybody suffering because they don't know God. So today is a good day to get to know the Lord. Pray and pray some more for all things that are going to work for you. And you trust God. And the word of God tells us, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, can we build our temple that we're called to build? Can we do the assignment we are called to do? In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray every day. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, for God is in the midst of everything. Praise be the Lord. Before we get out of here, as always, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And I just ask you all to continually keep me in your prayers. I got some sinus issues today that I'm dealing with, and I just need a little prayer or two. So please keep me in your prayers as I keep you in mine. And a word for yesterday. I have not gotten today's word, but we'll read today's word as it comes in tomorrow. And it says, good morning. And we know that God causes everything, come on now, all up in our word, to work together for the good of those who love God. And have a day, rest, and do your assignment. Thus says the Lord God, who causes us to triumph in his name, not by our might, nor by our power, but by the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Everything falls into place. Thank you so much. Be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And pray for those that are sick. Pray for those that are shut in. Just pray. Prayer changes circumstances. Prayer changes everything. And for those that just joined us, you can listen to this show that we just completed. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, and once you get there, put in Moving Forward with Minister Bridget, and you'll be able to find all of our shows that we have done, and you will be able to find today's show on the radio over there. Because we are also, I believe, we are moving to be our voice anyway, to be on other social media. I believe we're on iTunes if you want to go in there and check us out too. So thank you so much, family, and be blessed and have a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord. And remember again, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And I say we can accomplish anything we're asked to do, including build a temple. Thank you so much, family. It's a wrap. It's official. Time to go to work. Be blessed.